Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 143 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today's podcast will be continuing the series on starting strong. It's going to be series 3. So far, we've talked about what it means to start. We've talked about what it means to start strong. We've talked about how does a person start strong. We talked about starting on the foundation of Jesus, committing your ways to the hands of God, letting go of the old, having a vision based on the voice of God, and doing things differently. Now, the sixth principle I want to discuss in terms of starting strong is doing your homework. Doing your homework. The thing is, when you're trying to start something well that will be successful, it's helpful to look at people that have done the same thing. Look at the errors they have made. Look at the things they did right. Look at the things they did wrong. Do those right things that they did and avoid those wrong things that they did. It is much better to learn from the experiences of others than from your very own experiences. Because the thing is, if you're learning from the experiences of others, you're minimizing mistakes. If you minimize mistakes, you're fast-tracking your road to destiny fulfillment. So this principle really shows the importance of mentorship and research. Because at the end of the day, yes, you need to exercise faith. But the Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. Because if you look at Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12, it says, the prudent foresee evil and they hide themselves, right? But the simple pass on and are punished. So prudent people, they are people that, that foreseeing evil is like, oh, okay, you're doing your due diligence. And you're finding faults, you're finding errors so that you don't fall for them. So you want to build a new business, find out some information. Don't just jump in. When you have good information, then you're essentially streamlining your path to achievement. You're not going to be running around in circles and falling into trouble. I remember when I was starting medical school, one of the things I did was I reached out to a friend of mine. And this friend of mine, had done extremely well as a medical student. So he essentially gave me a blueprint for how to do well in medical school, resources to use, how to study and everything. And it worked to perfection. In fact, on board exams, school exams, everything by the grace of God went pretty well. Just because, again, God placed him in my life to give me some good advice. When I started, I did a lot of research on what kinds of, when I started college, I did a lot of research on what are the kinds of scholarships that are available. I did my homework. What kinds of loopholes existed to reduce the cost of obtaining an education? I did my research. I found out it's not something that was advertised, but I found out that, oh, wow, for my particular college, if I paid for 12 credit hours, they would allow me to take up to 21 credit hours total for a semester. So that was basically 9 credit hours for free. And then there were some scholarships I got from the community. The thing is, again, I would never have known these things without having the right information. Literally, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So you see, many people did miss out on so many things that are set up to give them information, good quality information, that they could apply and make their lives better. And the thing is, this information, many times, you don't even have to pay for it. There's a lot of really good information out there on YouTube and things like that. If you just did your research, if you were just willing to do your homework. But we live in a world these days where people don't want to do their homework. They want someone to do every single thing for them. So the thing is, if you see something that people are doing in a particular field and it's making them successful, just find out. Are you a teacher? Then find good teachers as mentors. Pick their brains. They will guide you in the right direction. And, yes, I know I said that. That many times good information is free out there. Sometimes you may have to pay a premium for good information. But I'm telling you, if you pay that premium, many times it is worth its weight in gold. So, but again, I feel like with the current state of the world, the current state of the internet, there's nothing very good that you cannot necessarily get for free if you do your due diligence, if you do your homework. Because again, I'm telling you, when you don't have information, your life is very expensive. Your path to your destiny's destination is much slower. because you're making one mistake after the other, making one mistake after the other. You're going through the school of hard knocks, as some people say. But you don't have to do that if you have just done your homework. If you do your homework, then the number of mistakes you make will be significantly minimized, and you will get to your destiny's point much faster, much faster. That's one thing that's very helpful about hearing from God. When you hear from God, He shows you, okay, these are things you should do, these are things you should not do, these are paths you should take, these are paths you should not take. You're doing your homework in the presence of God. It's going to prevent you from making so many mistakes that many people make. Right? So again, I'm encouraging you today, going informed. When you start something without doing research, it's like going to battle without scouting out the plans of your enemies. You'll get defeated. That's just the truth. So God has promised to be with us. He has promised to guide us. He has promised to give us success. But you also have to put in the work. Again, faith without works is dead, being alone. Because again, you see many people, many mistakes that they make, they could have completely avoided them. They just went in with more information. So I'm encouraging you today, go in with more information. Now, as I wrap up today, I'm going to introduce the next series of concepts that I'm going to discuss. So we've talked about starting strong so far in the three series. But it's not just starting strong that matters. It's also getting to that final destination that matters as well. In fact, I'll say probably more important than starting strong is getting to that destination, although it's really hard to get to that destination if you have not started strong in the first place. But if you look at the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8, it says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. So the people that end up in heaven are not those that give their lives to Christ. Yes, giving your life to Christ is a requirement for entering heaven, but it's not every single person that gives their lives to Christ that enters heaven. So it is those that give their lives to Christ, but also work out their salvation with fear and trembling, that will make it to heaven. If you look at the book of Matthew 24, verse 13, he says that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So the Bible says endures to the end, not the people that start off well in the beginning. Yes, it's great to start off well in the beginning, give your life to Christ. But if you don't endure to the end, you will not be saved. Because look at Moses in the book of Exodus. He started very well, brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he did not make it to his destination. He did not. And it's also important to realize winners are recorded at the end of a race. Winners are not recorded at the beginning of a race. You can't say, oh, I'm beginning a race, so I'm a winner. No. It's the people that win the race that are called winners. Winners are recorded at the end of a race. So there are people that may have started out their lives poorly, but God changed their stories. Recall the story of Paul. He was a murderer in the beginning, but he was an evangelist in the end. Look at Rahab. She was a harlot in the beginning, but she was part of the genealogy of Jesus Christ in the end. That's why you should never write off a person based on their present circumstances, because it just takes an encounter with God. It just takes an encounter with God, and their lives can be completely transformed. So we've talked about starting well, but it's also important to discuss how to end well. So by the grace of God, in the next podcast, I'm hoping that will be the final part of this series. I think it will be. We'll talk about how to end well. We'll talk about principles behind ending well. Now, one of the things you need to do to start strong, as I've said already, is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ can make a big difference in your life. If you want to take that decision today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I believe you shed your blood. You died on the cross. You were buried and you rose again to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I pray for each and every one of us listening to this podcast. I pray for the grace for us to do our homework. For us to start, for those of us that have not even started well, give us the grace to start well. And Lord, for us, let 2022 end in praise. Let us not just start well, but let us end well. Let us not just give our lives to Christ, but let us make heaven. Let us not just give our lives to Christ, but let us actually impart the world around us for your glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for those that have lost their way, Lord, please bring them back and put them back on track. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now, for those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to do three things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it and do what it says. You can try to follow a Bible reading plan. It's a very good way to keep yourself on task. Alternatively, you know, study the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then, as you're reading the Bible, make sure you're doing what it says. And then the second thing is, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do to grow your walk with God. And then finally, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches, but they preach things that are counter to the Word of God. So find a place where there are true believers, where the true and diluted Word of God is preached. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But find the Bible-believing church, fellowship with other believers, read the Bible and do God's will. And as you do so, all will be well with you. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your week, and God bless you. Shalom.